I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. And, well, we're going to look back and forward, okay? Right. We're going to look back to the classics that were the original Star Wars films, yep. Episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Right.
Just to keep you straight.
Right.
And then we'll glance really sort of briefly backwards to Episodes 1, 2, and 3, which were awful. And then talk a little bit about what's coming next. Episodes 7, 8, and 9. Because Disney has acquired the rights to the Star Wars franchise, John.
Well, as I understand, the rumor is that Harrison Ford is going to be back for sure in Episode 7. And then they're talking with Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill.
Right. Who I can't imagine would ever decline this
opportunity. No, I know. Although he's been doing voiceover work apparently very successfully.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that they would have Carrie Fisher. I don't think she looks at all close to what you would hope.
Maybe they can, computer, thin her out a little.
I know.
I don't know how they're going to do that.
Right. In 1977, I'm in Boston with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I see an ad in the paper for this futuristic movie.
Right.
We go. We're speechless.
It's amazing. Changes everything.
So how could you dump on the first three movies when they were brilliant? A myth.
No. I'm not dumping on the first three.
Oh.
I'm dumping on the second three.
Oh, okay.
Which are prequels. So they're episodes 1, 2, and 3.
There you go.
See,
oh, very good.
I tried to lay this out for you before.
When you were talking, I thought you said the first three, but then I, of course,
the originals are 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, okay.
The prequels are 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, they're very good.
They completely contradict in spirit and tone everything that the first three movies were about. They're excremental. In other words, here's what's going on. I'm both excited and terrified at the prospect of new Star Wars movies. They've hired J.J. Abrams to direct Episode 7.
And they actually considered Steven Spielberg and some other very fine
directors. Spielberg would never do
it. I understand. They offered it to J.J. Abrams, who has a terrific pedigree.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Really.
How
about Star Trek?
One movie?
No.
That movie's...
How about Super 8?
Problematic as... Super 8. What a mess. There's nothing... J.J. Abrams has done nothing to prove that he's the guy for this job. You don't get to direct Star Trek and Star Wars. Why do you get to do both?
He's gonna. Apparently, Disney is promising two standalone features. One with Han Solo and one with... Boba Fett. He's some dude all dressed up in a uniform. I don't know who he is. I missed him.
Yeah, you never saw Boba Fett?
No, I don't know. I just somehow.
When's the last time you saw these movies?
I have no idea.
So you haven't seen the originals in years, probably. You've seen the remakes, right? Or the prequels, rather.
Yeah. I've seen them all.
Okay.
But you're talking a few years ago when you were
a babe.
I saw that thing, so I couldn't remember who he was.
I can only speak as a kid who grew up with those first three movies, adored them, and I can remember when the lights went down and that Star Wars scrawl came up and the fanfare began.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very difficult to duplicate the power of the Death Star, for instance, some of the Yoda, Obi-Wan Kenobi, some of these characters who are now legendary.
Yeah.
Be very difficult in any way to repeat. Where do you go when you have that brilliant bar scene? When you have all those characters, when Stanley Kubrick himself would not put any aliens in 2001 because he didn't think you could do it. But take a look at what Lucas does with just that bar scene. You got everything
great.
From turtles to snakes.
Because it's physical, John.
Yes.
Because they're puppets. They're people in costumes. They're makeup effects.
Yes.
The other movies are just populates it all with CG.
Well, the advantage of the first three as well is that he's picking from myths that we all know. And you can go from the Odyssey through Ivanhoe, through anything that we have today, which is a journey of discovery with fabulous characters, swashbuckling innocence.
Exactly. I remember when my dad took me to see the first one. We didn't know, like you said, when you were in Boston.
Yeah.
You didn't know what it was.
No.
We didn't know what it was. We went to the movies. We came back home and my mom said, "So how was it?" And my dad said, "It was great. It was like a Western in space."
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
That simplicity has long since been lost. Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. For more information on the films and showtimes and other details, check out gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.